Chapter 39, From State to State. I was very anxious to attend the camp meeting in California, but there were urgent calls for me to attend the Eastern camp meetings. As the condition of the things in the East had been presented before me, I knew that I had a testimony to bear, especially to our brethren in the New England Conference, and I could not feel at liberty to remain longer in California. July 28, 1878, accompanied by my daughter-in-law, Mrs. Emma L. White, and Edith Donaldson, I left Oakland, California for the East. On the way, I spoke at Sacramento Sunday to an attentive congregation, and the Lord gave me freedom in speaking to them from His Word. Monday, we again took the cars, stopping at Reno, Nevada, where I spoke Tuesday evening in Colorado. On the way from Denver to Wallings Mills, the mountain retreat where my husband was spending the summer months, we stopped in Boulder City and beheld with joy our canvas meeting house where Elder Cornell was holding a series of meetings. We found a quiet retreat in the comfortable home of Sister Dart. The tent had been loaned to hold temperance meetings in, and by special invitation, I spoke to a tent full of attentive hearers. Monday, August 8, I met my husband and found him much improved in health, cheerful and active, for which I felt thankful to God. Our family were all present in the mountains, but our son Edson. My husband and children thought that as I was much worn, having labored almost constantly since the Oregon camp meeting, it was my privilege to rest. But my mind was impressed to attend the Eastern camp meetings, especially the one in Massachusetts. We received a letter from Brother Haskell urging us both to attend the camp meeting, but if my husband could not come, he wished me to come if possible. I read the letter to my husband, and after a few moments' silence, he said, "Ellen, you will have to attend the New England camp meeting." The next day, Edith Donaldson and I packed our trunks. At 2 o'clock in the morning, favored with the light of the moon, we started for the cars, and 6:30, we stepped on board the train at Black Hawk. The journey was anything but pleasant, for the heat was intense. Upon arriving at Battle Creek, we learned that an appointment had been made for me to speak Sunday evening in the mammoth tent pitched on the college grounds. The tent was filled to overflowing, and my heart was drawn out in earnest appeals to the people. I tarried in Battle Creek but a very short time, and then, accompanied by Sister Mary Smith Abbey and Elder E.W. Farnsworth, I was again on the wing, bound for the East. The New England Conference. When we arrived at Boston, Brethren Wood and Haskell met us and accompanied us to Ballard Vale, the place of meeting. There we were welcomed by our old friends with a heartiness that was restful. Much labor was required at this meeting. New churches had been raised up since our last camp meeting, precious souls that accepted the truth, and these need to be carried forward to a deeper and more thorough knowledge of practical godliness. On one occasion, I spoke in reference to genuine sanctification, which is nothing less than a daily dying to self and daily conformity to the will of God. While in Oregon, I had been shown that some of the young churches of the New England Conference were in danger through the blighting influence of what is called sanctification. Some would become deceived by this doctrine, while others, knowing its deceptive influence, would realize their danger and turn from it. Paul's sanctification was a constant conflict with self. Said he, "I die daily," 1 Corinthians 15:31. His will and his desires every day conflicted with duty and the will of God. Instead of following inclination, he did the will of God, however unpleasant and crucifying to his nature. We called on those who desired to be baptized and those who were keeping the Sabbath for the first time to come forward. 25 responded. These bore excellent testimonies. And before the close of the camp meeting, 22 received baptism. We were pleased to meet here old friends of the cause whose acquaintance was made 30 years before. Our much-esteemed Brother Hastings was as deeply interested in the truth as ever. We were pleased to meet Sister Temple and Sister Collins of Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and Brother and Sister Wilkinson, at whose house we were entertained during our first labors in connection with the Third Angel's message. Meeting in Maine, We left Ballard Vale Tuesday morning, September 3, to attend the main camp meeting. We enjoyed a quiet rest at the home of Brother Morton near Portland. He and his good wife made our tarry with them very pleasant. We were upon the main campground before the Sabbath and were happy to meet here some of the tried friends of the cause. There are some who are ever at their post of duty, come sunshine or come storm. There is also a class of sunshine Christians. When everything goes well and is agreeable to their feelings, they are fervent and zealous. But when there are clouds and disagreeable things to meet, these will have nothing to say or do. The blessing of God rested upon the active workers, while those who did nothing were not benefited by the meeting as they might have been. The Lord was with His ministers, who labored faithfully in presenting both doctrinal and practical subjects. At Battle Creek, the General Conference was held at Battle Creek, October 2-14, 1878. More than 40 ministers were present. We were all happy to meet here Elders Andrews and Bordeaux from Europe and Elder Loughborough from California. At this meeting was represented the cause in Europe, California, Texas, Alabama, Virginia, Dakota, Colorado, and in all of the northern states from Maine to Nebraska. Here I was happy to join my husband in labor. As the meeting progressed, my strength increased. On Wednesday of the second week of the meeting, a few of us united in prayer for a sister who was afflicted with despondency. While praying, I was greatly blessed. The Lord seemed very near. I was taken off in a vision of God's glory and shown many things. These were meetings of solemn power and of deep interest. Several connected with our office of publication were convicted and converted to the truth and bore clear, intelligent testimonies. Infidels were converted and took their stand under the banner of Prince Emmanuel. The meeting was a decided victory. 112 were baptized before its close. Kansas camp meetings. Accompanied by my daughter-in-law, Emma White, I left Battle Creek October 23 for the Kansas camp meeting. At Topeka, we left the cars and rode by private conveyance 12 miles to Richland, the place of meeting. We found the settlement of tents in a grove. It was late in the season, and faithful preparation had been made for cold weather. Every tent had a stove. Sabbath morning it commenced snowing, but not one meeting was suspended. About an inch of snow fell, and the air was piercing cold. Women with little children clustered about the stoves. It was touching to see 150 people assembled for a convocation meeting under these circumstances. Some had come 200 miles by private conveyance. All seemed hungry for the bread of life and thirsty for the water of salvation. Elder Haskell spoke Friday afternoon and evening. Sabbath morning I spoke encouraging words to those who had made so great an effort to attend the meeting. I told them that the more inclement the weather, the greater the necessity of our obtaining the sunshine of God's presence. This life at best is but the Christian's winter, and the bleak winds of winter, disappointments, losses, pain, and anguish are our lot here, but our hopes are reaching forward to the Christian summer, when we shall change climate, leave all the wintry blasts and fierce tempests behind, and be taken to those mansions Jesus has gone to prepare for those that love Him. Tuesday morning the meeting closed, and we went to Sherman, Kansas, where another camp meeting had been appointed. This was an interesting and profitable meeting, although there were only about 100 brethren and sisters present. It was designed for a general gathering of the scattered ones. Some were present from Southern Kansas, Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Nebraska, and Tennessee. At this meeting, my husband joined me, and from here, with Elder Haskell and our daughter, we went to Dallas, Texas. Visit to Texas. Thursday, we went to Brother McDearman's at Grand Prairie. Here, our daughter met her parents and her brother and sister, who had all been brought near to the door of death by the fever which had prevailed in the state during the past summer. We took great pleasure in ministering to the wants of this afflicted family, who had in years liberally assisted us in our affliction. They were somewhat improved in health when we left them to attend the Plano camp meeting held November 12 to 19. Here we were happy to meet our old friends, Elder R.M. Kilgore and his wife, and we were highly pleased to find a large and intelligent body of brethren on the ground. My testimony was never received more readily and heartily than by this people. I became deeply interested in the work in the great state of Texas.